लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals, today with a special edition because it's finally happening. I told you already, I don't know in how many episodes, that we are all craving for the pirate verticals, and the ships started to sail. So the first pirate vertical release is near, and that was a big reason for me to invite the crew of this first pirate vertical ship, and I'm saying hello to four people, the leads of this verticals, the writer, and a lot of more stuff they did. So I'm asking them as much as I can to get information for you about this first pirate vertical. And I'm saying hello, welcome to my podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
Woohoo! It's happening. Yeah. Right. It's so happy. I cannot tell you how long we waited for that one. I cannot tell you. A lot of time. So I want to first know, before I'm asking your names and what were your roles in this fireworks, are you excited?
Yeah. So excited. Jeez,
it's been a long journey.
Do you have somewhere a countdown running?
We need a countdown. We just started a website, so we should put a countdown on it.
Yes, actually, yeah. Yes. Good.
Yeah.
Like a little child for Christmas Eve or stuff like that. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now we need to start doing little.
Yeah. Advent calendar where you open up the little doors and you get a little chocolate.
I love Advent calendar. I have every year. It doesn't matter how old I am. Bullshit. I love that one.
Tiny gifts, really. Yeah.
So, first of all, let me ask you, or let me ask you for the audience about your names. What were your roles in this pirate verticals, and what else was your job for the vertical?
I think we should start with Julie, our team leader.
Ladies first.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Julie Bruns. I wrote Beneath Crimson Sails, and I also play Catherine, the female lead. I also am one of the producers, and it jumped into all other sorts of things. I designed one of the posters and, you know.
All around
watched, supervised various elements, and general stressed filmmaker.
I was told stressed but blessed.
Oh, very.
Is the right answer.
I wouldn't have it any other way. What else would I do with my life?
Yeah. So, next one.
My name is Stephen Kammerer, and I play Silas, who is a treasure sorcerer, helping with the treasure hunt. And I'm also a producer with Julie and the lead director. We have two other directors here as well. Nick is directing when we go to Crimson Cove, and Rob when we are fighting demons. Those are my multiple roles. So treasure hunter, director, producer.
Let me guess, treasure hunter sounds a bit villainy. You a nice guy or not?
Well, let's reserve judgment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Complex, complex character.
It's complicated.
It's complicated. Okay. It's complicated.
Motivations might be up to you.
So, Nick.
Hi, I'm Nick Westaway, and I play Captain Rob. They actually invited me to join the team while I was over in China, and said, "Hey, come back and join our little pirate squad." So Captain Rob is me during the adventure, and then as Stephen mentioned, I did a handful of other bits and pieces, a bit of directing when we got to Crimson Cove, which was really fun, and just general helping out as best I could. But yeah, I'm keen to see what all our hard work has created. It's gonna be a good one.
And I'm Rob. I'm one of the producers. I directed like our epic day that was out in the woods when we had an atmospheric river. I was B camera operator on a whole bunch of it and just helped out in a whole number of ways. I mean, the whole team was very much all hands on deck for a lot of stuff. So Also, I'm campaigning really hard to do a cameo as Captain Nick, since Nick is playing Captain Rob.
It's going to be hard though, because he's already playing Mystical Man in a Mirror.
Yes,
it's true.
yes, I'm the what, like, yeah,
I
what, the guide.
know. Very, very recognizable in
The
Oh.
guide. Okay, first I want to know, how did you get to this title? Where's the name coming from for this vertical?
Well, this name actually happened because it's part of a larger story, which is how we found our ship. And basically what happened was we were out in the woods, as we are, filming another fantasy project of ours, Lance Thunder, which is Rob's brainchild. And we were talking about, wouldn't it be fun to do a pirate vertical, which is something I'd been talking about for a while. And we had our friends Lyra and Reg out there because we were working on this project together, and I was going, pirate vertical, and Reg was in the Navy, and he's like, oh, you need to meet my friend Barry. Barry has a ship. And I was like, that sounds promising. So we look up Barry and we get connected there, and he does. He has this gorgeous vintage Ketch sailing ship. And it's
What a
got these
coincidence.
beautiful, beautiful red sails. And I was like, oh, that's a vertical ship if I ever saw one. So, or a tall ship, as you might say, as they call them. So it started out as Crimson Sails, and then yeah, we just amped up the drama, and it became Beneath Crimson Sails, and it felt very, very dramatic. And I think that's
A lot of stuff does happen on that ship beneath the Crimson Zone.
Quite literally
So,
beneath those sails.
lots
It's
of stuff goes
a
on.
lot.
So, for the audience, important. How many episodes? How many classical vertical tropes? And is there a shitty cliffhanger in the end? I assume no banquet scene on a ship, huh? Right?
Quit scene.
Oh, no. No!
Quite a banquet scene, but
No banquet scene.
Yes.
seem
No.
multitudes of people. That's not a
No.
banquet.
We should put a. So one of the things that we. There are a couple of tropes turned on their head a little bit, just for fun, because we kind of wanted a little bit of an inside joke with the audience.
Oh, that's good.
And now that I'm thinking about it, we should put like a pirate feast in season two, and like just little inside twists on like take everything about a banquet, crank it up to 11, make it piratey, make it ridiculous. I
I would
don't
love
know.
to see that. It's
Didn't you
totally in.
originally go into this saying there'd be no slap?
There was a discussion about whether there would be no slaps, and how it started is we open the first line of the film is we're in this pirate pub, and she's gazing out, and one of the patrons of the pirate pub slaps her table mate, and her table mate goes, "Did you just slap me? Who does that?" That's our first line.
Yeah.
That's
So
good.
we open with the biggest vertical trope of
We
them
get it
all.
out of the way.
Okay, as long as you're not slapping every 2 minutes, it's fine, you know?
That was our one slap we used to have.
It's an Easter egg.
Only one slap in the
Just so
whole
people can make
vertical?
vertical bingo, you know, because
Oh
otherwise they're in trouble. So
yeah.
only what? I mean, I was expecting more because in a pirate vertical, for me, kidnapping, raping, slapping makes sense. You know what I mean?
That's
More
true.
sense than in
Lots of
a.
other danger and violence. It's
Yeah.
just
There's lots of violence.
Okay.
Just in the way that we
Okay.
want it.
You're not the
Yeah.
lovey-dovey pirates, right? No.
No. Well, we've got better. You know what? Why would pirates slap? They've got swords, they've got pistols.
Vegetables and
Makes
whatnot.
sense. Makes sense. So, how many episodes can we expect?
There are 42 episodes. It what? Oh no, there's
So
40.
there's 42 in the script. Ultimately, there's now 45 episodes because some longer ones were getting over 3 minutes and then we chopped them into two.
Yeah.
So total
But it
45.
runs 1 hour and 35 minutes, and it has credits at the end. That's including the
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
credits roll.
That, oh, I
Yeah.
discussed with my ladies lately again that they are reviewing a lot. And sometimes they don't even know the name of the actors.
Yeah. No, we've made it nice and easy. That's always bugged us, so
So
we're very
reviewer
happy.
friendly, you want to say? That's good. That's good. That's good.
Moving things forward one bit at a time.
Okay, so Julie, you wrote the script. Were you kind of back in your childhood with some little kid pirate fantasy? I mean, to be honest, every one of us dreamt as a kid to be a pirate.
Oh yeah.
In my opinion, no?
Yeah, I mean Pirates of the Caribbean came out and I just was like I was trying to carve little mini ships out of blocks of wood. I was like this is born in the wrong era. And there were moments of standing on the dock next to the ship going like this is wild. Like how many like not even like yes, it's like the first in like the vertical space, but even like in just filmmaking, how many film teams get to go out and do something about pirates and get to live in that world for a little bit? It was no, it was one of the peak experiences of my life for sure.
So how did you get all the costumes? I mean, pirate one needs special costumes and special wardrobe and, as you said, swords and all of that. How did you get that? I mean, we know now how you get the ship, but how did you get all the other pirate stuff around it?
You keep going.
Yeah, we were very lucky to have some amazing wardrobe folks, Karina and Robin, come out and outfit everybody in just this incredible pirate costumes. We had a number of fittings out at their place, and it just was incredible to see these characters kind of. You can see their performances, already. You can imagine what it's going to look like, but to see everyone in their wardrobe walking around like they've just strolled out of, the 1600s, it's just like that's really cool.
The fitting days did feel a bit like puzzles being put together
Yep.
a little bit. It was like, is this hitting? Is this not quite right? We went out into the woods and
Yeah.
got some of those photos and then went back in and tried some other bits and pieces. And It felt like a lot of puzzles for each of the characters to come together, but
Yeah.
yeah.
And then lots of just layers and stuff like in the show, Nick's wearing like two necklaces, which one of them's actually a pendant that I've had for a while that is a pendant of Saint Christopher, who is the patron saint of treasure hunting. So like little tiny details. I don't know if I ever
You
told you
did
about
tell me
that. Oh
that.
yeah.
Yeah.
So
And it should be noted that so Lyra Stern, who
yes.
plays Belle,
My first mate.
the first mate of the ship,
Only his first mate.
she we're crediting her as an
Yes.
assistant costumer, but she brought her own costume because she's deep into the cosplay community.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think she's actually at like a fantasy event in the park or something right
Right
now that we're
now. Yeah.
actually going to after.
Yes. So there is a
Fantasy.
Renaissance fair happening right now that we're gonna, after we finish talking with
Yeah,
you,
mini
mini one, yes, we're gonna go to attend that.
one. That's fun.
And Lyra is over there right now.
Now, you started shooting last year in summer, right? The first, how many, 10 episodes? Or how many did you do? And the
Yeah,
trailer,
we did the
right?
first 10 episodes and we cut the trailer out of that. And that played at Verticon, and that's kind of the way that it was received and the excitement that everybody had. We suddenly were like, oh gosh, we've got to go and finish this and make this whole thing. And the interesting thing was by then it was September, and I was like, we have to do this right now. It's Canada. It's going to be very chilly. And the wardrobe options, linen shirts are great in August. We had a great time. In like October, November, I'm like, oh, linen's not the best.
Yeah, Nick, when I recorded with Nick told me already when you filmed on this aisle, it was freezing cold, you said.
It was. It was. They know. I was there to do it. We've had to, I had to sink deeper and deeper into the character, you know.
Yeah.
Now, we
It
did promise
was.
that nearby the ocean was a hot tub, and we could
Yes.
go directly from set into this hot
Yeah,
tub.
that's what I
So.
didn't want to get out of is when they got back and said, okay, that's enough time in the hot tub because Captain Rob can't look like a prune tomorrow. You need to get out. It's like trying to, I don't know, drag a dog out of the mud on a happy day. So it would leave the hot tub. But it was good. It was good. We had the balance.
So, I mean, what was challenging for you all to do this pirate vertical? I mean, you cannot come up and say, yeah, I want to do this one. And everyone say, okay, let's do it. And you start shooting. I mean,
Can I say the
I'm sure
time?
there have been a few hurdles and challenges.
Yeah, like the timeline I think was tricky because it was so passion driven, and it was trying to find the windows of time where we could film it. Like the first 10 episodes that we did, those 3 days, and then put the trailer together, and then there was a lot of hype, people being like, oh, you got to make the whole thing. Like, yeah, we're gonna do this. Is everybody keen to keep like committing to this? That was tricky, I'm sure, for everybody else. For me personally, yes, because I had other vertical projects as well. So there were conversations that I had to have with the other projects that I'm doing, which if I was to list the titles, which you can ask me about later, I'd have to think about it. I had to tell those verticals, I'm really sorry, I have to keep like a bit of Captain Rob beard because at the end of this, I've got to go back and be a pirate again. I'm sorry, I can't cut my hair short, kind of like it is now, because I need my Captain Rob hair to go back and shoot another 2 days. And then so I'd have to do another vertical and come up with, you know, something that looked enough like the character for that project, but would allow me to transition back into continuity Captain Rob for Crimson Sails. So as it stretched further and further, it became a little bit trickier and trickier to like have to look at the other roles that I was getting offered in the vertical space to be like, why do I still look like a billionaire if I'm looking rough and rugged like a pirate? I had to marry the two worlds for a while there, so that was a bit tricky, but definitely worth it. I think we pulled it off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I took photos of like how fast my facial hair grows, which is not fast. I was like, this is day three, this is day four, this is day six, and I was mapping out like how many days I would need to get back to what it was the last time that we shot a week and a half ago, and
So, and then this is over a
then
period of months. So we started shooting the first 10 in September, but then we had to do, ultimately we shot for 10 days plus 2 more pickup days, but that spread across into no, late November. So our final days are, you know, November 18 to 20, I think. And so it's not just so Nick, yeah, it's like the entire cast and crew were having to schedule, you know, 2 days here, 2 days there over 3 months. Because we're an independent, you know, it's not we're privately funded, and we
Didn't
just
want
have to.
anybody to lose out on another gig. And it was funny, we were literally standing on the dock, and Nick's like, oh, I booked a vertical in PEI. And Steve's like, oh, I just booked a vertical in PEI. They booked the same gig standing
I
on
heard you
Crimson
watched that and you didn't like my mafia character.
Possible.
Well, I was very villainous.
He was indeed.
You know, I don't have a problem with any villain people. Absolutely not. Because I did some acting stuff too. I always play the villain because of my black hair. So I'm fine with that. But you have the villainess has to make sense, you know what I mean? You cannot just slap, 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 slap without any reason.
I'm starting to feel like we didn't have enough slaps in the show. We probably should have had that gag show up a few
Oh,
more times.
maybe the audience is where are the slaps? Here it makes totally
We'll get the
sense.
feedback
I
for
know.
all less slaps. We'll get a
Yeah.
slap meter
Slap
vote
per
card
minute
for,
ratio.
you know, and if there's a season two,
What
it's how many slaps?
else? What else? do you offer instead as slaps? I
Sword
mean,
fights.
yeah.
Really good sword fights.
J
Okay, that's getting
authentic source,
interesting.
medieval sword fights, a pistol that is sometimes broken,
It's a pretty decent
a
knife
knife
fight
fight.
too. Yeah.
How do you train these sword fights? I mean, I guess you are not totally natural in
We had a
sword fighting.
rehearsal. We did a rehearsal. Who did we hire?
I mean, we had a double come in for Nick, but Nick just picked the sword up and started going, and he went for 6 hours hard, and nobody said anything.
Well, first of all, so Nick, you do have some fencing training or background, which.
At drama school, we had an ex-Olympian fencer teach us some stage combat fencing, but I'm talking 10 over a decade ago. But there's somewhere in that realm of my background that it's not completely foreign to me. So that was a start. But we did hire from, I always get the name wrong, what's the
We have. Academy Duello.
Yes. So we have a local school called Academy Duello, and they teach actually what they call authentic Western martial arts. So there were
Okay.
guidebooks, training manuals from Italy and Germany from the 1600s that
Yeah.
kind of got lost and forgotten about, that had very specific techniques. And they were lost through the 19th, 20th century. So Hollywood never draws on this, but we did. So this
That's
is one
good.
of our firsts. We are trying to claim a number of firsts, first pirate vertical, but
Yeah.
we're also one of the first that we know of, like film cinematic treatments that use authentic Western sword fighting techniques.
Ooh.
Yes.
So we got incredibly lucky because we cast two of our characters were cast because a friend of mine I went to Academy Duello for a while, and a friend of mine has gone for years.
Yeah.
And I called him up one day and went, "Hey, I've got these two characters. I described them to him. Do you know anybody who goes to Academy Duello who would be very like already knowledgeable, able to do the sword work, who's also an actor?" And he's like, "Oh, I've got your guys." And he sends we cast them blind, no auditions, nothing. These
Okay.
guys showed up, and they were spectacular. I was like, "This is perfect.
So
Perfect
more than
cast."
one seat sword fighting.
We have three
There's
fights, but only one that's really drawing on those
one that's
techniques.
really, really a big, impressive one.
Yeah, one
Lot
big
of
one.
blood.
No, tons and
Tons
tons
of blood. Won't go into depth about the blood yet.
There is
No,
blood, but
I'm
it
just
takes.
asking if there is a bit, in the classic vertical, if someone has a small cut with the finger, oh, let me take you to the hospital, So
No,
in the
pirates are
pirate
tougher
one,
than
it doesn't make sense. This little tiny.
No pirate hospitals in this one.
No pirate hospitals. Pirates are tougher than that.
Yeah, if you get shot in the shoulder, it's not a big deal.
Okay. So when did you in total finish the whole shooting? I mean, you said you did the first 10 episodes and then there was a bit of break to see how the
Yeah.
people are reacting about this one.
We finished shooting what, November 25th?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Almost December.
And then we
Yeah.
just locked everything, music, VFX, and everything on March 29th.
Okay.
Recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. So not
Yeah.
a long time ago. That's good. So, music. For me, I love the music of the Pirates of the Caribbean because that makes, I don't know, this whole atmosphere th thing. What
So we
about
stole it
music?
and we just copy pasted it. Yeah. We just
No,
then they
I
now they
didn't
own it actually
expect
like
that.
$9.
We
They're
pirated
never gonna
it.
know. How are they gonna know?
Pirating, that's what we do.
The pirates are pirate. Okay. No. So
Yeah.
what kind of music can we expect?
We found this. Our composer did an incredible job. He has got the most wonderfully sweeping, beautifully developed themes going on through this thing. But the most impressive part of it to me is he gets like 2 days into composing and he sends us a message going, Hi guys. I might be like a day or two late. We're just on the way to the hospital. My wife's having a baby. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, are you okay? Like, do you need more than like a couple of days? He's like, no, it's gonna be fine. And we're just kind of like, okay. And he starts sending this gorgeous music, and I'm like, how are you doing this with a brand new baby? Are you must be like
So he's got a baby in one arm and
exhausted.
a cello in the other arm. He did
Presumably.
incredibly. So we should introduce his name.
Yes,
Yeah,
William
please.
Gurney. He is fantastic.
We are
William Green.
posting here all the credits. You got all the credits we talk
Yeah.
about.
Yeah.
So
I
is
want to
there
see if
kind of
he'll.
soundtrack then?
We are chatting about it. Yeah. I'd like to get one put together and up on YouTube or somewhere where people can
That
listen to
would
it.
be really great. Or even a playlist maybe on Spotify or stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're chatting with him about where he wants to put it.
Yeah.
That's
So he
good.
has a website, and I've noticed he already has our Beneath Crimson Sails poster up.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he has any tracks down yet, but I'm sure he will.
We can
Yeah.
put it in the episode description.
Definitely. Probably by the time you release,
Yeah.
should be out there.
That's good. No, because music is so important, you know. I spoke to a lot of actors. They are having playlists to get in different type of characters. I mean, how did you get in your pirate characters? Did you make a, I don't know, Pirates of the Caribbean night, movie night, or I don't know?
Telling lots of pirate jokes and delivering obscure monologues on beaches to Julie
Yeah.
unprompted.
After hiking for an hour.
Yeah. That's true. Some of the elements of the filming, it was hard, like, not to just drop in when you're jumping in the ocean or hiking to Mystic Beach with all of your equipment changing on the waterfronts. It's like you're kind of in the world already in a way. So some of it's the locations are quite helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mystic Beach. So one of our sets is we had to go down a an actual like rough trail
I told everyone it was a hike.
with roots, you know, and swinging bridges, and
Yeah.
we had to bring in the gear. Sound kind of didn't bring gear to put in a backpack. They had the big Pelican suitcases, so I had to carry that for like half the trip over roots.
So we're talking, just to give you an idea, and you can tell me if I'm skewed by this, but it's like it was in one day. We drove for 20 minutes to the ferry. We took the ferry for 45 minutes.
2 hours, actually.
2 hours?
It's a
Okay.
2 hour ferry. Our island on
Skewed. And then
Vancouver
we
Island.
drove for
2 hours, an hour and a
40,
half.
45 there, hike for
45 minutes.
45.
And then the hike was like up and down. Like I hike in BC, and like this was just staircases down a mountain and then staircases up another ravine. It was like cool, but also it was not just a hike, it was an extreme hike.
And then it
Was
was
that one
filmed.
point, was there one point, or was that a type of situation where you all thought, what the heck are we doing here?
Oh, that whole day.
Yeah.
Okay. But then we saw what we got from that day, and we were like, glad we did it.
It was worth
Because
it.
then it was the 45-minute hike
Wow.
back, and the 45-minute drive, and a 2 hour
Yeah.
ferry, and then get out. It was all in the same day. It was
How
crazy.
long was that
Building a
shooting
connection.
day when even the time to go there where you can shoot took nearly 4 hours one
Yeah.
way?
Which is why I sometimes say, like, people are like, oh, you had 12 whole days, and 12 whole days, and I'm like, well, two were like pickup days for a couple of hours. And keep in mind, we took a grand total of two ferries to get to Gabriel Island, where the ship was.
True.
So grand total,
Multiple
a
times.
person would have done one, two. We did three trips to Gabriel Island. That's six ferries plus the ferry back and forth. Eight ferries to get this thing done. And I'm like, the days were, we had a little bit more time,
Were you already in your pirate outfit when you entered the ferry?
There were a number of people who either started in or ended up in.
Sometimes on the way back. No, I'm
Yeah.
normally on the way there.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, when we were just wanting to get
Yeah.
moving, we
And
may have been
bit
I think
frightened.
there's a pub in Nanaimo that we stopped at on the way back from one time and got a yard of beer because I have these like towers of beer that are yard long. And I'm pretty sure you got like at least Julie was like vibing pretty hard in Pirates, and we all were like muddy and messy and exhausted.
Yeah.
And like, man, a yard of beer is a wild thing when you're tired.
I was Helly Hansen jacket on the top and then
Yeah,
pirate bottom.
fired
I think
up.
I got some weird looks on the ferry, but
Lyra was just fully
Yeah,
back. He was just
you're
rocking
clear.
it, yeah.
Yeah.
No, are you doing a kind of watch party when it releases now? Or do you watch it together, or what are you doing? I mean,
I think we are
You plan.
potentially like a couple weeks after it comes out, we've got plans to book up a local theater and throw what started as like, because I was like, well, we've got to have a cast and crew screening. And then James Brooks, who runs Sparky's Gear House, which is a gear house here in Vancouver that's so supportive of indie film and just wonderful, was like, why don't you throw basically a pirate party at a local
A
theater? And I was like,
pirate-themed watch party where everyone has to dress up as a pirate one?
yes,
Oh, that's good.
absolutely. And we throw
Yeah.
gold coins,
Yeah.
gold chocolate coins. We're
Until
not that rich, indie filmmakers, to the
then
audience.
you are rich,
There's talk
until
of
then, you're
games
rich.
and drinking things and other things, so we're
Yeah.
going to
Yeah.
discuss that because it is a theater that's like 19 plus. So you there's alcoholic beverages, which is a big plus, but it's like one of the better local theaters.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I
Yeah,
think we're
there's a
gonna.
big stage there. We were talking about having some kind of live show. We have local
I think that
artists.
Academy Duello to do a
Yeah.
sword fighting
Oh,
demonstration
that.
if they're up for that.
Okay, dang. That's in Vancouver. Shit. It's a bit
Yeah,
far
come on
from
over.
here.
You're invited.
It's a bit far from here.
Just a little.
Yeah, a bit.
Just
But
a bit.
we'll get some BTS.
I know.
I hope so. Hello? There
Before.
are a lot of people, let me tell you that. When I started this podcast, I'm running some statistics in the background, the so-called numbers, and I studied business informatics once, so I know a bit to do all this statistics. I run a statistic every time from where the episode was listened, from where all over the place. And I can tell you only 48% are from the US. We have listeners from Jamaica, from Nigeria, from Germany, from Switzerland, Italy, China, Singapore, everywhere. So nearly, if you are throwing this party in Vancouver, I would say round about 75% of the audience cannot join it. So we need this BTS,
So we
please.
live stream.
Yes.
Oh, even better. Nick, I
Yeah.
got this recorded.
I'll tape a phone to my forehead. It's fine. Yeah, I'll just
Maybe hire one.
I'll just
The
wander
reporter,
around with
Nick,
like a
the
POV.
reporter. You have to take a GoPro. As some of the bikers are always having the GoPros.
That would actually be kind of fun if we had a phone and just
It's like point of
passed it
view as he
around.
runs across the street to get a slice of pizza.
Perfect. So I want to know personally, what was your highlight on shooting this one?
Ooh, around the circle. Oh.
Yes, somebody else start.
Rob, we need to tell your jumping off the
Oh
ship
God,
story.
that wasn't a highlight.
But
Was for me.
for me,
Maybe not for you, maybe for the other Rob.
So you tell the
All
story,
right,
you tell the
all
story.
Evens high. I'm just gonna I'll
I'll tell you why it's my
All
highlight.
right. So one of our first trips over to Gabriel Island, a skeleton crew went over, and the goal was to film some good B-roll of a drone flying around this sailing vessel, the Thunderchild. And I have a drone, and I've had it for a number of years. I go on road trips, and we explore like abandoned hotels and stuff in towns. So I bring it out, and we're like in the ocean. I've never flown over the ocean before. I was really nervous. And of course, we get out there. It's beautiful. Barry the sailor, who that's his like YouTube Instagram handle, is like piloting this boat. It's doing great. I like launch the drone, and I'm kind of wearing Nick's costume, like a sort of a white shirt, just to sort of at a
Yeah.
distance look like him. And I'm piloting the drone, and then something goes wrong, and it's not like moving. And Barry, like, he's like sailing the boat around this drone that's hovering and under it. And like on our second pass through, I'm like, all right, guys, we're gonna have to grab it because like it's got footage on it. We had got some footage of it that did make it in the project. And so like I look at Julie and I'm like, if it goes in, I'm gonna hand you the remote and I'm going after it.
And I'm like, haha,
And
that's
then she's like,
hilarious.
huh? And then it crashes immediately. I'm like, dive into the water. And 'cause like I know that the drone's memory card is like solid state, so it will be okay. So I dive in the water. I didn't realize there's like actually quite a big propeller on
We're going pretty
that boat.
fast.
And
We're sailing.
I'm actually rated as a poor swimmer from my time in the army. They were labeled me a poor swimmer, but and the boat sank like a
Your
rock. All
sprung is going
yeah, I
down.
thought it was gonna, with the grill being small and plastic, I thought it would kind of float. No, it sank like a rock. Somehow I was able to swim under the boat, kick off the bottom of the boat, grab the drone, and I surface on the other side of the boat. I'm like, I got it, I got it. Nobody's there.
Well, we're all looking over the front of the boat,
Oh
and we're like,
no.
I thought I was ready to jump in after him because he went in and he did not come up. So I'm like, do I go? Do I go? And then suddenly he's behind us, and we're like, what? And he's got the drone.
It's not a sanctioned
Like
plan.
in the ocean, and like it was getting windy, and I'm tired. Like already, I was like, but yeah, they
Boy.
pulled me out. We got the footage, and nobody was hurt. And
Never
then
again.
Steven jumped off. And we have footage of him jumping off in honor of me because nobody filmed me
Well,
diving
I
in.
wanted to recreate the scene. So I got into a bathing suit to jump off for real, but I'm like,
Okay.
Rob, I'm going in, and
So Rob
splash.
sacrificed himself for the drone, and then Steve mocks him. That's
Oh, that's not nice.
I recreated the scene as an actor.
So it was the
Dramatized.
first and the last time with the drone?
We got somebody else out with a drone, and then Grace, our director of photography, when we did this hike that I'm not sure we're allowed to mention where we go, but we did the hike into the. She got some incredible drone shots, and then also of them in the rowboat. Like, yeah, no, our DP did some amazing drone work, which I was a
I
little
think
jealous of.
it's then maybe one of the first verticals with drone shots because I've never
Maybe.
seen in a lot of verticals really drone shots in it,
I
to be
doubt we're the
honest.
first. I
I
feel
think
like,
somebody,
but it's rare.
yeah. Been involved in a handful, but yeah, very rare.
You know,
Yeah.
I've watched more than 1,500 verticals so far.
Wow.
And
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear what you think of ours.
I think the final shot of our movie is a drone shot, and it's friggin' amazing. Yeah, shout out to Grace for shooting that.
Yeah,
I
you
can't
know, the
say enough.
mostly the verticals are in hospitals, in mansions, in somewhere else. So there is not really a possibility to do drone shots.
Yeah. Well,
That's
it
nice.
has to be said, we're kind of a hybrid. We poured an epic adventure movie into the form of a vertical. So we have a lot of the tropes and the format, but it is an epic pirate adventure.
Yeah, even getting Steadicam on Crimson Cove Day was really fun. To have someone else to play.
When I, to be honest, when I heard first that there will be pirate one, I was a bit, huh. Normally in the pirate movies, you see this wild big sea and you know, the horizontal in this pirate films makes totally sense. So I was so, huh? How they want to do that 16 to 9? But then I saw your trailer and I was so, okay. Teach me wrong.
Yeah.
Fine, I can live with that.
So
But
sword fights, for instance, sword fights are very horizontal. So we had to learn to fight up and down hills and like really use that top and bottom space, right? You can't just have a normal horizontal sword fight.
That's exactly the things I thought about some scenes in a typical pirate movie. Let's talk about Pirate of the Caribbeans. Are this wide range of seeing this big ship sailing on the sea, and then you see the duels directly, they are standing in that way against each other. So I was a bit, huh, how does that work vertically? And I'm really curious about that, to be honest.
That's actually my favorite memory is the sword fights, like all of the sword fights. It was so cool to work on that because a lot of us work professionally in film and like normally it's kind of boring stuff, but like watching Nick like fight multiple opponents on a cliff on like a hillside is like for like 5 hours is like this never other scenes when
Five
you see them.
hours?
That's how long,
It was
that's an
five
epic
and a half
story.
hours.
Your hand was
Yeah.
swollen at the end of
Yeah,
that day.
my hand, yeah. The next day was the
Was it
worst.
fitness for free? Outside gym for
I
free or
guess
what?
so. I guess so. And then I had more to do that day. I don't know how much I'm
Yeah.
supposed to
Yeah, that
say about other things
efficient
when
after he's exhausted for undetermined reasons, he had to like basically just deadlift me from the ground.
and my legs are like, what are we
Killer.
doing? What are we doing, man? You
Yeah.
just asked us to run up and down a hill for 5 hours, and now you want us to carry a human. Okay. All right, I guess we're here for it. Let's do
But you look
it.
fine, Nick. It
Yeah.
doesn't seem that you got
We committed. We
any.
committed. And yeah,
Okay.
the Academy Dweller Boys, they were amazing to have my back on that and teach me the show me the ropes, keep me in line, and yeah, I think we got a really good sword fight. So that was
Did you
pretty early
get
on too.
a set masseur or stuff like that? Massages after every shooting day? No?
That's going in
I know. Season
the
two.
That's a budget stuff. Okay. So, what were
budget.
your highlights, Julie and Nick?
You go first. I forgot that was the question.
highlights, I think. For me, the highlights was sort of the ending of the story, which I don't want to give too much away, but it's sort of I find with some verticals, you get to the end of the story and the end of the adventure, and sometimes the payoff is missing or underdeveloped, maybe because the audience has got through all the paywalls, like all the money's been paid already. It's like, fine, we told you most of the story, like whatever it is. I've worked on certain verticals. I've rewritten the ending of certain verticals that I've co-directed for different companies where I said, can I write an ending? Because it just feels a little at the
In
end, like the
95% of the
audience.
verticals, they fall flat in the storyline after you hit the paywall. The first 10
Yeah.
episodes, I don't know when your paywall will come up, but the first 10 episodes are so overloaded with every, sorry for saying that, vertical trope shit. Then you hit the paywall, and right after the first episode, after the paywall, the story falls totally flat and maybe roundabout. Then their big banquet scenes are coming up, 40 episodes they are talking about, is it really him? And that's it.
Yeah. 'Cause I understand from the business standpoint they want to get you hooked and get you through into the story so you're paying past the paywalls, you get to see the whole story. But I think it needs to be married with the creative elements where you get to the end of the story that not only for the actors going through it, the characters, the people, the creatives telling the story that they want that payoff, at the wrapping up, the concluding chapter,
Yeah.
they want it to do justice to everything that they've been through. I can just say personally as an actor, like I want my character to get that concluding feeling like, oh, it all worked out or whatever it is. And sometimes it's missing. So yeah, I've rewritten certain endings of certain projects that I've worked on. So I think my highlights, I can't really speak too much about them. Maybe we can do a follow-up interview after the launch, so there's no spoilers, but it's those scenes towards the end where the characters are experiencing that end of their story through the adventure that we told in this pirate world, where things that maybe they've wanted to say during the adventure are said, and things that you've been waiting to happen are happening. and they're finding things that they've been looking for, and all of those elements, they were definitely big stuff. Like I'll throw over like what can we talk about in terms of like, let's say set pieces that we used in those final days that were opportunistically available to us.
We're fine to,
Yeah, that
okay.
we sort of had access to, let's say, a giant cave
Okay.
made out of sort of styrofoam and painted and created, which was initially for, is it a Halloween thing?
No, it's
Halloween,
for a
the film
soap
set.
opera filmed here.
Okay.
What was it called?
I think it's When Calls the
When
Heart.
Calls of the
Oh,
Heart, yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, and through the amazing creative team of producers and their contacts, we got access to it. And so to have a set of that magnitude to sort of tell this culmination of our story to work through it, not only did it sink you deeper into the story, but it was just such a beautiful setting to have some longer form dialogue, some monologue-y things come out, and some character development, really deep emotional things for us as actors to portray. It was just a really amazing conclusion to the first season of this story. So I'm excited to, I don't want to share too much, but I'm excited to see people see those moments because they were definitely highlights for
Okay,
me.
so you see a chance. I'm normally turning off round about 10% of the verticals I started watching every month because they're simply shit. And the story, when I start to check how many episodes are left, it's critical. It's really critical. Sometimes there are verticals I start watching and watch normally a vertical straight to the end. I don't make any pause, stuff like that. I'm not patient enough to watch them by coins, so I cannot watch five episodes, have to wait until the next day that I can watch five ads again to unlock the next. No. So I'm starting a vertical and watch straight till the end or turn it off if it doesn't get me in a way. So you would say that there is a high chance that I won't take a check how many episodes are left and that I won't turn it off because I'm hooked from the beginning till the end.
I hope so. I've watched it about 5,000 times the last week getting it ready to deliver, and I'm still entertained by it. So I'm like, I hope this is
Oh,
a good
that's good.
sign.
No,
I've
because
watched it
as I
about
said,
5,000 times too. It's
no,
I'm excited
because
because
it's as I'm
we
said.
had a watch party in December, and there was sort of placeholder composition music, right? You pulled from Pirates of the Caribbean, if I'm not wrong.
Actually,
Ish, no? Lord of the
it
Rings,
was a
yeah.
little bit of Lord of the Rings, a little bit of Princess Bride, a lot of Conan the Barbarian, surprisingly, because Conan has a brilliant score. Like, there's a cult following for this score, and
So they,
we kind of fell in love with that music
yeah,
too.
so they put some music,
Temp
under
music.
temporary music underneath, temporary, it wasn't a picture lock, it was like the draft, the first edit, the first cut, of the vertical, so we could watch it all the way through. And yeah, it was like, I'm excited to, because that's the version that I have managed to watch so far. So I have heard a little bit of what the composer has created, from these two. They've shared some of the song creations. So to see it put together with Beneath Crimson Sails, like I'm so excited.
To see the whole total outturning vertical.
Yeah, because when you said music and sound is very important for verticals, I
It
agree with you
is.
more than I can put into words. It's, you can put in so much effort into these things, film them brilliantly, perform them brilliantly, write them brilliantly, and then if the
They put
music and
this
the sound,
terrible
it
MIDI
just,
music that makes you, oh
oh, it
God,
just,
just
hey,
and it
really,
clashes and
really? I talk to a lot of post-production teams, actors, audience, whatever, about verticals. 90% of the verticals are ruined by the post-production. Sound is shit, coloring is shit, whatever. So when we are talking in our monthly recap, we are always talking about also the crap of the month. And mostly the cast is great. The storyline is shit, or most of all, the post-production ruined it. Kind of background sound too loud, or super silly sound effects in it, or whatever. Yeah, so for me, that's why I'm
Are
hoping that the sound
there
and
any,
the music is
Julie? Are
mixed.
there
Nick
any?
told me, like, we better not put any of the water droplet sound effect in.
Yes.
And I was like, no, of course not. And then I was watching it on my 500th watch through, and I realized it's there because there's something dripping in the cave.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you said,
I'm like,
It's
oh.
in there. It's an Easter egg, but it's authentic.
So I'm like, yep, no, it's another
Authentic.
trope.
Yeah.
Stood on its
It's just
head.
not on a weird emotional line that an
As long
actor is
as you have no doing somewhere in the background,
trying to. Oh,
it's
God. Can
fine.
we put a Wilhelm scream in?
Ooh, we should.
Yes.
We
There's sort of a little
should.
one.
No.
Yeah.
So, when you said you have watched it so many times the last weeks, did you watch only scenes and more often the scenes are repeating, or did you watch the whole thing in one
Whole thing.
bunch.
Whole thing because you've got your watch for you've got a bunch of watches for your edit lock, and then you're
Yeah.
watching for your color lock and making sure that looks good, and then you're watching for your score lock, for your sound lock, for your VFX lock, for your subtitle spell check lock.
Subtitles took a while to get all the grammatical mistakes out. And like, is that supposed to be one dot or three dots? Or
Yeah. And then the renders, making sure there's no issues. So it's you watch it a lot.
and always rate in one bunch from the
No,
beginning to the end.
not always. You're always midway through one level of watch or
We
another.
did a watch last week with the new music synced, and there was like so many times I looked over at Steven and was like, holy crap, what except that yeah, like this is so good with the new music. Like it when you're like, oh, I really like Pirates of the Caribbean music. Yeah, so did I. And the music for this is wildly like on that level. You're
So
gonna love it.
I hope it lives up to all the expectations. It's one of those things too where I'm just like, I mean, obviously it's important. I really hope it succeeds because it's our baby and we love it. But I also hope it succeeds because it is different. And there's been so many conversations in Vertical Land where it's like, oh, we need to stick to this formula because this is proven what works. And so it is kind of a little bit of, the canary in the coal mine of can it be more? And so I'm really hoping it does well because that kind of opens the door to being able to point to it and go, look, this can work. We can do more of this. Let us create,
Yeah, but
have
let
faith
me
in
tell you
humans.
one thing. I started watching Verticals in summer 2023. So I hopped really early on this train. And for the, let's say, older audience people, like I am, there are a lot of people who are already watching for 2 years now Verticals. And we are so done with this classic tropey storylines. I can start a vertical, and right after 5 episodes, I can tell you how the story will exactly go. Exactly. Because it's every time the same thing. Sometimes it's a alpha and a werewolf, but the storyline is the same. Next time you turn it on, it's exactly the storyline, but it's a sportical vertical. The next time you turn it on, it's a Lost Eras, but the storyline is exactly the same. So for the older audience, the normal stories don't work anymore because we are turning it off really often because of that. So that's the reason, for example, why we are craving, really craving for that type of new storylines. And that's why these big platforms for us don't work anymore. All of my review ladies, the big review ladies, no one has a membership for ReelShort anymore. Because ReelShort drops, they put a lot of shows out, nearly 5 or 6 per week. But this quantity is so less in quality, and it's every time the same shit. At the beginning of the verticals, where there were only, let's say, the big five platforms, GoodShort, DramaBox, ReelShort, so it works because there was no much alternative to watch. Now, lately, all these smaller platforms like MyDrama, CandyJar, Drama Pops, all of these platforms are doing so well because they are open for new storylines. CandyJar, based in Germany, that's why I'm so proud of it. The storylines they are publishing is 95% based on book stories. So when you start a CandyJar vertical, you see at the beginning based on book, blah, blah, blah. So you can be assured that there are a bit of this classic vertical tropes, but never ever this one big question in a 50 sequence banquet scene. Never ever. You don't find that on a vertical on CandyJar or Drama Pops or anywhere else. You don't find that because these platforms have already learned we need something new for the older audience because they are not entertained anymore for this classical vertical tropes. So that's, I was very happy, we can say it, that CandyJar bought your vertical because I'm sure that it will went so well there Because I know nearly all of the audience has a yearly membership on Candy Jar. Because we never get disappointed in the stories Candy Jar is putting out. And also, for example, My Drama. Mostly of the Ukrainian short verticals are published on My Drama. Because the Ukrainian ones have total different storylines. You will never find a story similar to any vertical which dropped on Realshort or Drama Box or somewhere else. And My Drama, for example, hit immediately when they want to shoot the second pirate vertical in LA. My Drama bought it right from the beginning and said, yeah, we will do that because we know that the people need new storylines. So I'm very happy that the smaller platforms are open to try something new because I'm sure that they will succeed with it. I'm sure about that.
I'm also so excited about platforms like MoviePix, who's also picked us up because of the support that they are showing for creatives and the doors they're opening and the ability to trust in independent creatives, I think is the thing that's going to really lead to some really interesting verticals. And I'm so excited for that.
And these are all also platforms which don't publish numbers on their platforms. When you go to Realshort, for example, or Drama Box or stuff like that, you see every time on the poster how many should have watched it. I don't trust these numbers because we all know how easy they can be manipulated. But yeah, so they are posing with the numbers they are publishing. The smaller platforms don't do that because they don't need it, you know? So for me, as I said, I was so happy that smaller platforms bought your vertical. I was really, really, all of us were really fingers crossed, please let they sell it really good. Yeah, so, and when you wrote me, yeah, we sold it to two platforms, we were all cheering up in the background. Yeah, that's a good, that's a good. Even the production team from the other pirate vertical cheered up for you because they were so happy that you could sell it.
Oh,
Because, yeah.
yeah. The more of these different storylines we have too, like honestly, I'm so excited that there's another pirate vertical and we get to have a really piratey like spring here
Did you
because
see some PDS of that one?
I've seen a couple shots. Yeah.
Did
It
you
looks
see
awesome.
their
It's so
ship?
funny. I've seen
Did you see
I
their ship?
Yeah. Oh
Who?
yeah. Yeah.
Who?
No, it's amazing that I think it's just opening this door for, and especially like I'm a sucker for fantasy. That's my favorite thing to make.
Yeah.
So the wonderful thing about verticals is you don't necessarily have to be like, oh, I need $100 million to go and make this show. You can go and do that on a much more accessible budget as indie filmmakers. And the fact that Vertical is so open and welcoming to that, I'm like, this could be just such a great space to create amazing things for an audience that really loves it and appreciates it. And I'm like, that's a gift. That's a big reason why we do this.
But it didn't ruin you financially now? No, hopefully not.
We don't talk about the
Okay, so
financial ruin.
we need the viewing numbers. Okay.
Yes. Oh yeah. No, it's definitely, I think verticals are a space where you're voting with your dollars when you watch things a lot. So
Yeah.
yeah.
So, did you already start write the second part?
The outline is slowly taking shape. Every once in a while somebody will be like, oh, what if this? And that there's been a couple of plot points that people have pointed out from the first where they're like, this character says this. Do you think that means this in season two? And I'm like, so right now is the time where I'm like very like, ooh, every time somebody has a suggestion, I'm very suggestible right now. Season two is not written, but it's formulating.
Okay, so if the audience has any ideas for ongoing storylines,
I'm
we
always
can.
listening.
Okay, that's good to know. You know?
Yeah.
Don't underestimate how creative some of the audience can be.
Oh, yeah.
I already knew that some of the audience are also writing scripts. because they got ideas after watching so many different verticals and they are getting more and more creative ones. So I really like it how this vertical space starts to drive at the moment, because there are so many people waiting for more new stuff. There are coming so many new platforms who need new stuff to start even, because they realize, okay, we are having now actually over 200 platforms out there. So a new platform won't last long when they are doing exactly the same like 50, 80 other platforms in storylines. So that's why I hope to get more and more new storylines, like this private one, for example. What I want to know is, I think there are a lot of different expectations from this vertical. Everyone imagines different how this pirate world is. What would you say you've done like a typical piratey one? Was there a lot of rum, drunken people, or
Everyone was drunk all the
And some people on camera.
Ha! Got
Waves
someone
making
seasick?
noises.
Was someone seasick of you?
No one got
No.
seasick.
Thanks. I had moments on the ship at times.
No, no one got
Sounds.
seasick, but then when we all went home after spending a day on the boat, I remember distinctly being in the shower with my eyes closed, like washing my hair, and I'm pretty sure I was like swaying side to side, going like, "Oh my God, the floor is still moving." Yeah, no, nobody got seasick.
No unexpected happening. Someone fell over the board, or
I mean, we had one crash drone. That's pretty much the biggest. What else happened? I don't know. I feel like swimming in the ocean was tough, but then we had the hot tub right after that, which was blissful.
the rowboat.
Oh yeah.
So there was a rowboat that we like, Pirate Barry was just like, oh yeah, we have an old rowboat over there. And it was like, you couldn't have asked for a better, more authentic looking pirate rowboat. So they all pile in, and our director Steven is playing his character, but not the best rower. It was
extremely awkward to steer and drive forward, and
We
so
were a little
we were
worried
kind
we were
of
gonna
like
lose them.
Yeah, I worried I was gonna go overboard a couple times.
And then he towed us over in a, so we went and shot on a little island, and we would get in the dinghy, and he would tow, like he was ferrying us over in camera gear, and then he pulled the boat over with some of you guys in it, and yeah, it was an adventure.
There was a lot of rowing. One day was mostly rowing.
Yeah.
It sounds like a really sporty vertical.
We had numerous times where we were the last car on the ferry home by like minutes.
Oh yeah.
Minutes.
Close calls.
Yeah. We definitely.
You never said what your highlight was. I'm
Yeah.
curious.
I had a number of highlights. I loved the day that we were out on the ship just sailing to get the drone footage because it was beautiful and sunny and we were sailing on a ship. I loved the hot tub after being stuck in the ocean. That was really great. I really loved not the hike to where we shot the end of the movie, but seeing the footage that we got after, that was a highlight. Watching the end of the movie after the score watch and the end of the movie with the score that ended up there, I was like, I definitely got up and did like a little happy dance. That was a
The
highlight.
first time she saw the final, yeah, and then into the credits, so the music for the credits, you just like, that's it, we nailed it. And I got to write back to our composer, and I'm like, don't change a thing, you nailed it. And that was a good feeling.
Yeah.
Had you sore muscles after rowing, fighting, hiking, stuff like that? I mean,
Yes.
for how many days, Nick?
It was the hand. It was my legs recovered. It was fine. The sword fighting, because I was getting instructed by these guys who have done lots of fighting with swords. I have not. So to have that piece of metal kind of like lodged into that part of my hand and to
Banging.
clang metal swords together, like they
Yeah.
weren't made of rubber, they were
They threw
real
off
metal swords.
sparks. We're sitting there watching and they're fighting, and I'm like, the swords are throwing off sparks. Like, can we see that in camera? I don't
No, we
think we
didn't
can
make
see it.
the cut,
No.
but you could
But
see
in
it.
person, it was like, wow, this
They
is
hit one of
cool.
the guy's thumbs. I felt really bad.
Oh, yeah.
And it just went kind of black. I felt
I
really, really bad.
never heard about that.
Oh,
Gavin
I
dropped the
forgot about
Phipps wheel on his toe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was, yeah.
So Gavin LeClaire, he's playing Captain Steel, and he's steering the ship,
Yeah.
and the wheel came off and dropped onto his foot, and
And we
it
were
really
filming
hurt.
behind the scenes at the time, and he just launches into this beautifully clear clarion note of just musical. He was okay, but we felt really bad. We were like, do you need to, do you need medic attention? He was like, no.
Yeah, sometimes, a bit loss always happens.
Yeah. Lyra stabbed me gently
Stabbed,
during
murdered.
my
At
fight.
least
But
it was
all
during
of
the
you are
gunfire,
still
though.
alive, huh?
I'm still alive, yeah.
Okay,
And
okay.
the editor, as he was cutting that scene, he was like, oh, this is a great scene. I can just feel the fear from you. And I'm like, yeah.
It
Just like I was genuinely in that.
Okay, so I want to know for the end. Every one of you, please tell me what the audience can expect and why they should watch this vertical.
A really big cliffhanger. No, no,
Gosh.
I'm kidding, it's a joke. We hate cliffhangers.
We make cliffhangers and we pay them off.
There's a
We're
mild
good
setup.
filmmakers.
Sometimes cliffhangers make totally sense.
Yes.
So,
Somebody else start.
if you love pirates and adventure, just jump in there. Kind of what you were speaking about with a lot of verticals are like interior,
Yeah.
offices and banquet halls and hotel rooms and
Yeah,
bedrooms and all
yeah,
this stuff.
yeah.
Like, I don't think that I have been involved with a vertical that is shot this much outside, which, as we've already discussed during this episode, came with its hurdles and challenges. But in terms of visuals and getting wrapped up in an adventure, it's amazing. We give you drone shots, we give you Steadicam shots, we give you weather, we give you wind, we give you like the we give you the environment and the world of the story, not just walls and doors
Can we
and
smell the
bits of art,
sea, the salty sea? Can we smell it?
Yeah,
Yeah.
you're
Oh, yeah.
involved. Our DOP Grace shoved a camera on her shoulder and stormed into the ocean with us.
There's a whole bunch of
Like,
footage of
there's
me in the ocean in the scene, and then every once in a while I break and I go lift because I can see a wave coming behind her, and I'm just
and we
terrified
don't
it's
want
gonna
her
take her
and the
out.
very expensive camera to get
Oh
wiped
my
out. Like,
God.
we just it was as much of an adventure for us making this thing
Yeah.
as it will be
To
for an
watch it.
adventure for the audience to watch it.
That camera actually died on the last day of shooting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank God for
It
insurance.
was tired. We
Yeah, it
put
was
it
done.
through too much.
It
It
made it to
said
the end of the shoot, so I'm proud of it. It
our
wasn't,
director of
the camera
photography
wasn't
was
used it.
Yeah. Grace, our DOP, director of photography, she put on a wetsuit, held the camera, and went out into the waves where the waves were lapping up to her,
Yeah.
right here. And that was a scary moment because it's slippery rocks. She could have fallen over very easily, but she was very brave.
Grace got in rowboats. She waded into the ocean. She climbed up mountains. Grace is
A
a
powerful
powerful
woman.
woman.
Had every one of you a life insurance before shooting that? No?
We had
Yeah.
insurance, yes.
We had
Yeah.
insurance. Yeah.
No, I'm
I
just
didn't see a life
asking.
insurance, but
Maybe
life
a
insurance would have
shark
helped.
would have come up or
Intellectual.
whatever. Maybe a shark got you. That would be a great
It's
scene.
too
It would be
cold
a
for
great
sharks.
scene.
That's true.
Throwing the
I don't
villain
think they would
over
have
the
been.
board and then a shark will pick him up. That would be
Yeah,
there's
we didn't pay the sharks well enough to for
yeah.
them to include themselves in our little journey.
There is a genuine walk the plank moment, and definitely there's a real scream from me in there,
Yeah,
which I feel like I saw
No,
I saw the
Cabin
other
2.
Parrot Vertical has a walk the plank moment, but I from what I saw from the behind the scenes thing, I saw it was like onto dry land, and I was like
She went into the ocean
in
off
October.
the plank.
So yeah,
Yeah.
I was like, that was an option.
We
So
wanna
I think
see
it fell
more
into the
tougher
top.
ladies in vertical, so Julie.
And then they didn't get it the first time. They're like, ah, we're gonna have to shove you in again. And then around the
We
third time, I was like, you're just doing this because you
got
want
her
to
at least
shove
three
me
times. Yeah, three times she had to crawl out of the ocean and
in.
get back on the plank and go back in.
Yeah. So I think you feel that energy come through when you watch it. I think
Yeah.
the effort, the passion that we put into the project, not only will the audience be able to just lose themselves in the story of a
Yeah.
crazy pirate adventure, and credit to Julie's writing, like it's phenomenal. Like the callbacks, the echoings of lines, the rounded out characters that you just feel you can sink into. It's so easy just to be entertained by each and every like character along the way, no matter how big or small. Like when she said the sword fighting expert guys that came along for the ride, like incredible, not just their sword skills, but their performances and their characters slotting into exactly where we needed them to be. Like there's just, I don't think there's a weak link along the way. It's just so effortless. And as you said, like you said, you're going to rewatch it a lot, which we hope that you do. We hope that everybody does, because I think as you rewatch it more, you'll start to, as we all do, sometimes step back from the world itself and be like, oh my God, how did they film that? Oh man, jumping in the ocean at that point in time. Like you'll be able to look at the filmmaking elements of it and be like, oh, I wonder how they like rehearsed and came up with that sword fight, or how we got that, you know, that effect that they put in there. Like, how did they make that happen? There'll be all the elements that are very odd for verticals that will tickle and entertain audiences, I think, as they investigate it more and more.
Yeah, I hope it kind of can be a bit of a fun escape as like comfort watch for people. Like I know like growing up I watched The Princess Bride a million times. I watched Pirates of the Caribbean a million times when it came out. Every Christmas we watch Lord of the Rings. And I think I kind of hope that it maybe becomes that for some people where it's just like, you know, one of those comfort escape into the
A
world
comfort vertical.
This is almost like the secret adventures of the Dread Pirate Roberts, or like how in The Princess Bride, Wesley says that like there was a guy after him that he like let him become the Dread Pirate Robert. This is like the next Dread Pirate Roberts adventures or something. So it feels
Yeah,
very much like that.
I think it's going to charm the audience, and that there's going to be people who are just going to watch it over and over again. Having watched it 500 times, I feel like I can keep watching it because it's just so charming.
It never gets boring, or what?
Not yet, and I hope you get as charmed by it as we are.
Yeah, we will see. You know, it's round about 2 weeks before we record our next monthly recap. So 2 weeks mean 14 days to rewatch it minimum once per day. So I will ask my ladies what we do this monthly recap, how often they. Yeah, because for example, Dahlia from Vertical Films Lover had last month a vertical which were also shown, which was also shown on a new platform, totally new storyline, and she rewatched it. It was only 3 days out when we recorded. She rewatched it already 8 times. So everything is possible.
I'm excited. I hope people enjoy it.
How hard was it to get out of this role into back into normal vertical stuff?
Feel like I'm still immersed.
She played herself, basically.
Ah.
Real life pirates, how she navigates life, you know.
There were a few pieces of wardrobe that definitely were sourced from my own closet, so
Yeah. And when
more than I'll admit.
you see Silas the treasure magician, that is
Yeah.
basically me. There's not there's that's more or less based on my own personality.
Just mystical and mysterious. Yeah.
Maybe the reason Steven has loved watching it 500 times is he
Oh.
basically gets to play a wizard in it. It's like, yeah, look at me, I'm a wizard.
Nick, how hard was it for you to go back to a classic CEO billionaire vertical type?
Well, like with the filming schedule, I was bouncing in and out for months. So it was sort of, I got into the process of Captain Rob was as I put on the costume, because when you watch it, you'll see there are a lot of, Karina Robin did an amazing job getting the Saint Christopher sort of amulet and things. There are so many little detailed elements of our outfits, which during all of the hundreds of rewatches that all the audience will do, you can start to notice more and more and more. You'll start to see these things. I wear two necklaces, not just one. You'll pick that up on your third rewatch. But as I put on Captain Rob's getup, his pirate outfit, that was generally how I got into character. It was slowly, more and more as the filming went on, I found myself attaching things to things. I put the boots on, but then I have like coverings over top of the boots that I'm like, oh, that's kept mud out of my feet so that I can travel vast distances, or that's protected my legs during a sword fight at some, you know what I mean? Like, there were just things that I have done, or I attached little bits of emotion just for me personally as a performer to my necklaces, or to I've got braces over my wrists that I had to put on, which was a bonding moment because Steve helped me just about every single day put them
You
on,
just
because
reminded me that that was our that was
I
a little ritual.
couldn't do them by myself. To get them tight enough, I would have to go up to someone and be like, can you do
Yeah.
my arm braces, please?
The
And
pirate secret, you need friends.
generally it was
It was
Steven.
kind of a meditative moment. Like, we're about to roll. I'm grounding myself. I am tying Nick's arm braces.
Maybe that's what your character did on the wall.
It was like kind of like the last pieces of Iron Man's costume, you know, like the shoes, and I'm like, I'm ready to go. So it was elements of that definitely got me there. Doing my hair maybe as well in the Rob fashion, kind of the piratey sweep that I was trying to bring to that, and the amazing cloak that I got to wear in certain scenes from Karina was like,
That cloak was so
it
nice.
was so cool. I had so much fun with that. There's a bit, hood up, hood down, very big, wide cloak went over the rest of my outfit. I had a lot of fun with wearing that when I was allowed to
Do
wear
you
makeup.
miss that outfit? Do you miss your second
I will,
personality?
yeah. It ties back to, I'm a big fan of Lord of the Rings as well. It's like, the hobbits have all those little cloaks and
I've never
stuff.
seen Lord of the Rings.
The other characters, just that cape, that cape
Yeah,
feeling that
it
comes
was
with a
very
cloak,
Strider.
where you feel a bit
She
superhero.
doesn't know. She doesn't know what you're talking about.
I've never
But
seen
yeah, it
Lord of the Rings, sorry.
gives you that superhero vibe. I don't know what it is, but yeah, a lot of costume elements and the locations, as I said, being outside and being put into the world, being on Barry's boat ship, all of those things. It was very easy to sink in. Yeah.
So let's get that straight. You would be ready for a second part, right?
Yeah.
Oh God, yeah.
I mean,
Let's
I'm
do
Australian. I got to
it.
figure out immigration stuff, but I'm Australian. But
Yeah.
yeah, I'm,
Yeah, that's let's
Yeah.
I let's make Julie jump in the ocean in
A
December,
bunch
in
more
January. Oh
times.
God, yes. I'll jump in the ocean to save another drone.
You're
So
willing
jump
to
in the
do
ocean in
that,
January.
but then anyone has to film this, please.
There was a Grace on the final shot of the movie. Grace flies the drone out over an ocean, and I was standing there like, I guess I'm gonna go in if it crashes, because like I've already done it once.
So, one last question. How will you, or what will you do on the releasing day? Are you waiting for the first reviews, or are you kind of, no, I don't want to read the reviews because I'm
Oh,
not sure
I
if they
can't
are
wait. I'm
happy?
terrified. I can't wait to read them.
We'll read them.
Oh, yeah.
You're sitting there, and every 5 seconds,
Yeah. I need to know what they
Because
think of
it's
this
a
movie.
German platform, I will see it nearly first because it's early, late night, morning in the US.
Gonna be exciting. Oh, I'm excited and scared.
Why scared? I think it's more, isn't it more exciting?
Yeah. Oh,
Because you
yeah.
are so proud of your work and you know that's good.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's No, it's like it's our baby. It's kind of like it has to go out in the world, and I want to send it off and see how it does.
Yeah, but I'm sure that your baby will go its way. I'm sure about that.
I have
As I
no
said,
objective
I talked
perspective.
to so many people. Even other actors are really curious about it to watch. So.
And I think I'm hopeful in the same way that Julie is, that it won't only gain traction because of what an incredible story it is and how cool it is, just as its own project, but as a symbol of you can do other things in the vertical space. You can deviate from the general formula. And so that hopefulness that I have, that I think is shared with these guys and everybody that worked on it, is that it will allow people who are thinking about writing other stories and filming other projects that don't align with, the XYZ of what's normal, let's say, in the vertical space. It'll be that symbol, it'll be one of those icons that's come out this year that says, do that creative thing. That idea that you had, make it. There's an audience for it. People want this. So that's why I'm really hoping that it has traction, not just for ourselves and our project that we made and their baby that, we've all jumped on board with, but for the industry that we want to see different stuff, like you said.
It'd be amazing to point to it and be like, look at what happens when you trust creatives to go and do the crazy things that are in their minds and make
Yeah,
something.
as I already said a few times in recordings, if I find the hidden billionaire, or if I will win the lottery, or if I will go back to I already won money in a quiz show here in Germany, but it wouldn't have been total enough to do a vertical. But here is a million euro show here in Germany where you can win 1 million euro in a quiz show. So one of these three possibilities. And then I will fund my own vertical
Heck
and
yeah.
total what
Nice.
I want to watch. And I love those crazy ideas, with, as you said, doing it on a ship. Why not? It's possible even in vertical mode.
Yeah.
So if
Well,
I get the money, I will come back and said, money is not an issue. We can go big. Then
we've
we
got a
make a
space. We
serial
might as well
one.
just do it. Yeah. We could film in
Then
the
we.
summer.
Barry just bought a boat that's a ship that's twice as big.
Yeah.
Season
Yeah.
two.
Ooh.
I know.
Second episode, a second part of it, and then with every part the ship got bigger or what?
Yeah,
What's the
every
plan?
season the bigger ship.
Yep.
That's what we're
That's
going
how it
for.
works.
That's good. So, last words before we end this episode. What is a thing the audience should watch, should keep an eye on it when they are watching.
Little Easter egg, a little
I got
something.
one. It gets so you talked about how the first 10 minutes and then things really drop off. Ours
Yeah.
goes the other way. It actually like we in the watch we did last week. What?
I
It
say
yeah, it like when we watched
it's
like the first 10 minutes are not anywhere near the best 10 minutes. It
I
gets
like the 10.
but like it just we get so much better as a team and everything starts working better, but also the storytelling really like it is an adventure. And just like that, the beginning is a little bit, it's like, yeah, it just gets better and better and better as it goes. It is not just a 10 minutes and then things drop off.
So we
So
should not give up as so soon or what?
no, yeah,
Okay.
don't, yeah. Like it guaranteed just takes off like a rocket.
Yeah. It starts
Okay.
kind of contained and then you don't expect it. It just explodes into places you
Yeah.
do not expect it to go.
My tidbit for the audience would be to try and figure out during some of the cool scenes that we have what's VFX and what's practical. What did we do with camera angles and costume
Oh
and things
yeah, that's a
like
good one.
that? And
And lights.
what did we have to spend some money with some effects to pop in there, which is a spattering of things along the way.
I would say keep an ear out for the bandits' little repertoire. Anything that doesn't seem scripted was probably improv, and they were just fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, they went off
Oh,
script
that's good.
in the best way.
That's good.
We got so many different takes.
Yeah.
The editor, you guys editing, I don't know, it would have been impossible to choose.
So Nick
Which
is most curious about watching it, huh?
Oh, very much so,
Yeah.
yeah.
Then
Right
I would
away when
throw
he
in
drops.
for the music, if you're listening, our composer, he's composed a main adventure theme that will become recognizable. Like, it doesn't start off with it, but by episode four, I think you start to hear it. But that little melody, he's dropping in very different places throughout, like in the romance theme and here and there. So really pay attention to the way he's woven the different musical themes throughout. He's
Love
very clever.
I believe you say that because you get your own theme.
So the Silas theme, yes. There's a Silas theme and a Bell theme, and yeah, they're all wo interwoven beautifully.
Is the Silas theme now your new smartphone ringtone or what?
It's like a Pink Panther, just
Yes.
have that.
Just asking.
Well,
Don't give him any ideas.
it will be.
It's his morning alarm. It's
Now
how he wakes up.
it
It's how
will
he
be.
greets every new day. Yeah.
He wants it to
Why
be like all
not?
of her ringtones when he calls.
Yeah, why not? Why not? So, okay, I'm curious about to watch it, and I can tell you I will watch it right after dropping. And then we will see. Yeah, I'm really curious.
I'm excited to hear what you think.
Yeah, but you can ask Nick. I'm a bit a critical watcher. I sent
That's why
him
I'm
two
excited to
reviews
hear.
already or stuff
The
like that.
good, the bad, and everything in between.
I know.
Yeah.
You tell it like it is. I need to
How
know.
will you improve if you get not told what wasn't bad in it or what was not so?
Yeah, exactly.
I cannot, sorry, but I cannot sugarcoat you. No.
No, we want to hear it. I'm very curious what parts you didn't like as well.
You will get your reviews. I'm sure about that. So, let's get the ship to the ocean, I would say. And it will drop on Candy Jar and on what's the other? I cannot.
MoviePix.
Movie
It
Picks.
will likely be out on MoviePix a little earlier.
Yeah. So, MoviePix and Candy Jar, you can watch it and you can rewatch it as often as you want for that. And yeah, let's wish all the people exciting minutes to watch. And as Julie said, please give a feedback what you thought about it, what you think about it, what maybe are your ideas for a second part. And then we right away can start the screaming for the second part.
Yeah, we
You
want
know?
the audience feedback. So
Yes.
the Instagram page is there. Jump on.
Tell us everything we want to know.
Videos, BTS, drop stuff in the comments. Give us
If
that
anyone
feedback.
else is doing a pirate-themed watch party, make a video out of it.
We've heard from actors on set saying, "Oh, I met a new actor. I didn't even know him." He's like, "Oh yeah, me and my girlfriend were planning a watch party." And I'm like, "Oh, nice. Oh
Sometimes we
yeah."
are making watch parties online.
Share pictures of your watch parties. I want to
Yes.
see.
Tags.
We will give you your feedback, I'm sure. I thank you very much for, first of all, doing this pilot vertical. First of all, for taking the risk to fund it privately, not knowing if a platform is willing to take it, but so happy that it got snatched by platforms. I'm really happy about that. I wish you a happy release day whenever you will watch it. And as I said, I'm curious about it. I will watch it right away. I'm sure I don't watch it only one time. So we will see how the ship will sail. Thank you so much for
Absolutely.
your time, for
Thank
talking to
you.
me,
Thank
for
you.
doing this vertical for us. And if you get the second part, you know, we have a date again, okay?
Yes.
We
Thank you.
should do that. So have a nice day
Thanks,
in Canada.
Michaela. Thank
And
you.
thank you for your time. Bye.
Stay
Bye.
creative.
Bye.
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 This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.